about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Did y'all miss me? No. Yeah, I hear the no's. I miss you guys. Oh, there's just so much to talk about. You know, I sit there and I go, I want to get to a mic. You know, it's like Sunday afternoon and there's, I can't get on the mic. Nobody wants to listen to me. But this is kind of interesting. You really need to be careful when you make jokes with your coworkers. Apparently an ex-bartender is suing her former employees and former establishment where she worked. Apparently, there's an upscale Manhattan Chinese restaurant called Chin Chin, and she's accusing the fellow employees of sexually harassing her by making the dumplings phallic-looking and then holding them to their crotch areas to make it look like they're a little bit more endowed. Now, I love Chinese food, and I love the dumplings. I also love the crab rangoon. That's really, really good. I love that. Personally, I don't want to even think about somebody, you know, misshaping them or, you know, asphyxiating them to their body. But apparently she, now that she doesn't work there, finds it offending and can now, I guess, sue. Apparently they said that they also made made fun of stars like Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez. And so they think also that some food safety standards might have been violated, especially if they were playing around with them without gloves, and then, like I said, attaching them to their wee-wees. Now, I don't know if anybody ate these or not. We don't know if the allegations are true. But listen, I've worked in a restaurant. I've worked in a bar, okay? And people do get a little frisky with each other. People do think things are funny. You know, I used to work in a rib place, and sometimes the shape of the ribs would be phallic-looking. And, of course, the cooks, the chefs would be very quick to point that out to me. Like, what am I supposed to do? Be turned on? It's a rib. You don't need to show me a rib, Alex. You know? Okay, it's funny. I'll go out to the floor giggling. That's it. I mean, you know. All right. But realize, people, you could be, you know, somebody could come back and later say that was sexually assaulting or sexually harassing. We spent a significant amount of time talking about sexual harassment and what constitutes sexual harassment and things you think are just funny, like, you know, you giggling about, I don't know, a hair that's floating somewhere, etc. It can later be used against you, especially in a court of law. So just please be careful, and especially with dumplings, okay? Nobody wants to see their dumpling. I mean, you may think it's funny and attractive, but honestly, many of us as a woman, all right, and I'm a doctor, so I don't care about body parts. I see body parts all the time, but I don't particularly want to eat something that looks like a body part. I want to eat a dumpling that looks like a dumpling. Okay, you don't have to shape it, you know, shape it any certain way for me. I know you'll get some giggles out of it, but grow up, there's funnier things out there. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's my commentary. Grow up and quit making phallic-looking dumplings. All right, it's tax day, right? It's a tax day. Boo. Well, see, 50% of us don't care because 50% of us don't pay taxes. The rest of us that pay taxes for the, you know, the whole country, we do care. Well, it's interesting. I found a little site here that was talking about different taxes that states will collect, like a tattoo tax. Did you guys know that there's a tattoo tax? There's also a tax for nudity. Arkansas taxes tattoos at a rate of 6% for every sale. It also applies the same tax to body piercings, electrolysis. So getting a tattoo, body piercing, electrolysis could actually set you back a little bit. I don't know if the tan tax kicked in yet with Obamacare. I'm not sure what's going on now with Obamacare. We're all in limbo. Yeah, thank you for wasting all our time with that bill. But I know tanning beds, there's what, a 10% tax? There's a marijuana tax. In many states, it looks like U.S. states, anyone possessing states as opposed to another country. In U.S., anyone possessing cannabis is legally obliged to buy and affix state-issued stamps onto the material. There's a blueberry tax, about 1%. There's a jock tax. Did you hear about this? Many cities and states levy a jock tax on any income earned by entertainers and athletes while working in that city. Therefore, athletes have to pay taxes on a portion of their income in any place they play. So let's say Lord of the Rings fails with The Hobbit, and they decide to do another Lord of the Rings, let's say 4, okay? And they ask me to do the love scene with Viggo Mortensen, and we have to, Aragorn, who plays Aragorn, and we have to go to another state. There's a tax I would have to pay. Now, nudity. Although I've already told Hollywood no nudity. Dr. Dahlia will not do any nudity. Thank heavens. No nudity if I do any movies. They say those responsible for raising funds in Utah levy a tax on services provided by those who make their money in a non-clothed manner. Any business employing nude or partially nude workers must pay a tax of 10% on services sold to patrons. Yeah, see, that's why my radio bosses, they never have me nude when I do the show, because they have to pay extra taxes. Let's see, what else do we have here? Fur. In Minnesota, there's a 6.5% tax on the sale of fur apparel. The garment has to contain at least 3 times as much fur as it does of the next most valuable material that went into its creation. I'm doing this for Daily Mail. There's car cleaning tax, pumpkin tax, balloon ride tax. Now, again, only 50% of America is paying their taxes. So, again, for the rest of us, 50%. I don't know why we're putting up with it, to be honest with you. I really don't know why. But we do, because we have to take it. All right, we're supposed to be happy little Americans, right? We're supposed to be the 50% rich. So now, what, half the country's rich and half the country isn't. So for those of us that, I guess, are making $60,000 or whatever they decided, right, to allow us to pay the taxes for the whole entire country, happy tax day, all right? Y'all celebrate well. For the other 50% of you, please help out just a little bit. I mean, just a touch, okay? Can you try? Just try to not be dregs on society. Can you please just try and help us pay for the taxes, please? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. And if we are not live when you are listening to us in your local news talk station or on XM, just give us a call anyway. We'll play your question on air. So let's go to the phone message line. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia. I have a question about a pediatric that my child has definite problems staying focused and on track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the teachers, and it's an ongoing process, but they're wanting to take steps towards medication. I'm trying to stay back away from the medication if possible. Is there any sort of steps I can take to try to fix this without the medication? Maybe herbal supplements or something along them lines to help her. I would really like to try to stay away from the dependence on any kind of prescription medication and try to keep her as healthy as possible while fixing the symptoms and problems. So If you can help me out, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, that's a great question, and thank you. Thank you for calling in. Okay, so, you know, I get this a lot. I don't want to medicate my kid. My kid probably has attention deficit or hyperactivity. I don't want to medicate my kid. What could I do naturally? Now, if you go online, you're going to hear all these mothers say, I give my kid a cup of coffee before they go to school because the caffeine is a stimulant. I have a few problems with that. You know, number one is I don't want them to fill up on a cup of coffee. I also think that we have a huge population, which I should spend some time talking about, of caffeine addiction. And people that go through caffeine withdrawal, we're diagnosing people, all right, at 2, 3 in the afternoon every day with migraines, with depression, with bipolar, and it's maybe caffeine withdrawal. I mean, I think we have a huge population that is so used to drinking 2-3 cups of coffee that when they miss their coffee, they really have issues. And then when they go without their coffee for a week or two, you don't want to be around them, i.e. my husband. My husband, give him his coffee, he's good. Don't give him his coffee, I'm ready to send him back to his mother. So, you know, many people will say one of the most natural things you could do for your kid with ADD is just give him a cup of coffee before they go to school. Nah, I'm not a huge fan of that, but I have to be honest. There's really not a lot of natural remedies out there. You know, if you have a kid that's fidgety and always kind of nervous and hyperactive, they do talk about biofeedback and massage, nighttime massage, lavender baths. You know, I mean, how to get your kid in a bath. I mean, my kids are not ADD. I'm really surprised. I thought, you know, me being as hyper as I am, I would give birth to two progeny that would be just buzzing all over the house, and they don't. However, bath time, when I used to try to do bath time with them, you know, warm bath, they were playing. They were going, doo-choo, you know, release the Kraken. And then something would come up above the water, and I'd be like, you know, freaking out and running out of the room. Honestly, you know, sometimes it's really, really hard to try to do the massage, try to do the lavender baths in terms of your hyperactive kid. Now, for concentration, I mean, we all could use a tutorial in concentration. We all could. And unfortunately, they really don't teach us that. I mean, they don't really work on concentration at school. You know, when I was a little kid, I wanted to, you know, make jokes and, you know, be the funny one in class. And I don't know if it was, I was, but I aspired to be the class clown. I went to 12 different schools growing up. And in all schools, I think I mastered that. I don't think I was funny, but I was definitely put in the back of the class to make my jokes, and I got to do whatever I wanted to do. Now, when you do have a sense of comedic timing, as I thought I did as a child, you need to really tune in on what's going on around you. All right? I.e., let's say you're doing improv or whatever. Okay? And if something happens, you need to be able to capitalize on it. And remember, in comedy, you need to be the first one. Okay? You need to be the first. You can't do an old joke. I mean, you could tell an old joke and then you have to give credit to somebody else. But if something happens, you needed to be the first one in the class to make that comment. It could have been a comment everybody was thinking, but because you made it, it was funny and you got credit for it, etc. So I would, in the back of the class, all right, be waiting for the pitch. Just waiting for the pitch so I can knock it out of the ballpark. Yes, I got in trouble a lot at school, but I was pretty happy and, you know, had a lot of friends and I got through. You know, I wasn't bullied as much as I thought I would be. I kind of skated through based on my comedy. Now, growing up, what did the teachers do? Okay, well, we got paddled in school. Okay, so if we weren't paying attention, Dolly, come up here. Like, Dolly's getting paddled. That's why my husband's so shocked I'm not into spanking. I mean, I got paddled so many times in school. Anyway, neither here nor there. Okay, so when you lacked concentration, right, we got spanked. Or I would say, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Well, you know, military style could work, you know, but they never really taught us how to focus, okay? And one of the reasons, when you think about this, okay, when you're in class, right, let's say you're a little bit older, take notes, eyes on me, take notes, look at what I'm writing on the board, take notes. I mean, it is a very ADD type activity going from your paper, from your pen, from your pencil sharpener because your pen is out of ink, pencil breaks lead, you're going up, you're looking at the teacher, looking back down, then you have to look at what they're doing on the board, then they call on you. And you have to answer a question, then you have to look back down. All right, that's not one task at a time. Now, maybe we do need to learn how to multitask. But when it comes to concentration, if you really think about it, we never have any training in concentration. Now, all of a sudden, we have children, right, among this whole cyber age. And we have so many different things. Our toys have flashing lights. We're texting. My children know more about a computer than I do. And that could be a good thing, but also, you know, they're so hyper-stimulated now that, no, I think my kids have less concentration than I was able to have, and I had less concentration than my parents were able to have. Now, I know there are some schools that are going back to the olden days where, you know, it is quiet. You don't even talk at lunch. You concentrate on your task at hand. You get through. You could do all your busybody later. And I know, you know, children are like, oh, my gosh, those schools, those are rough. Those are like, you know, I'd never want to go there. Those are mean. And I'm like, well, maybe some of us kind of need that. We need to learn how to concentrate, and then we need to learn how to multitask. But right now, we're teaching our kids how to multitask before they even know how to concentrate. They're multitasking and playing with computers and using calculators before they know how to read, before they know how to do simple math. My children knew how to calculate 2 + 4 before they knew how to really add it. Is there a problem with that? Yes. All right, so now what do? You have a child, they're kind of losing concentration, right? Teachers are like, look, we may need to do medication. Some children may need medication, and these medications are more or less stimulants. And when you take a stimulant, you could concentrate more. Is that solving the problem? No. No, it's a bandage on a gaping wound. You medicate the child so you could concentrate, get through school, right? Get through 5th grade, get through 6th grade, get through 7th grade. You want to give the kid a break in high school. They don't want to take a break then because they need to get through their SATs and get to college. They don't want to take a break in college because they want to get to graduate school. They don't want to take a break in graduate school because it's competitive. And then now they're out there in the real world in a real job, and they don't want to go off their medicines then because they say they won't pay attention during a meeting. Well, why don't we start to teach kids how to pay attention? Why aren't there any consequences if you don't pay attention? Now, I dislike the consequences we had when I went to school growing up. All right, I don't think you are supposed to paddle or hit your students, but paddling was big then. And we got paddled, and I mean, it worked. On me a little bit. I mean, of course, you know, I really milked the attention. You know, I mean, I did. You know, and then I sat back down. And, of course, I made jokes about how my tushy hurt and all that. I mean, but again, for me, I knew how to concentrate. I had secondary gain, you know, trying to make people laugh. But for these rest of these kids, a lot of times they're just not really interested in the task at hand. To some people, math, and I can't believe this, I can't fathom this, but to some people, math is boring. I loved math. I could do math for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I love math. But many kids, they think it's boring. They think history is boring. They think reading a book is boring. You know, Hunger Games. We finally saw Hunger Games. Great movie. Phenomenal movie. Well, it's a book. It's a book. And then the next book called Catching Fire, they're going to do a movie on that book. So I tell my kids, I go, you should read the book series. If you love the movie, somebody's like, nah, reading's boring. Why are they finding all these things boring and not concentrating? Because they have all these fun, flashing lights and World of Warcrafts and Jedi lightsabers and all sorts of other stimuli that are a heck of a lot more interesting than a book. All right? When most of us were growing up, a book was our entertainment. Right? So, the dad who called, you definitely have a fight ahead of you. All right? But don't go away. I want to talk more about this, as well as some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back. Bad to the bone. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so for those of us that have trouble concentrating or our kids have trouble concentrating, you really need to tune out all the baloney that's around you. Okay? For example, I have to do multiple reports for my work, and I write a lot of articles. You know, and sometimes it gets a little boring, all right? Sometimes it does. Some of the stuff that I have to kind of go through isn't my favorite subject, okay? I like medicine. I love medicine, but it doesn't mean I like each and every subject. So I'll, let's say, have American Idol in the background. Then somebody will sing a song from American Idol, and I'll say, wait a second, I want to hear the original song. Because they just messed it up. Now let me put on YouTube. So while I am trying to type a report, I have YouTube going on. I have American Idol in the background. I have my kids running around and bothering me. I have my husband, you know, telling me he can't handle the kids. I got to do something. And I'm complaining that I can't concentrate. Well, what do you do? Well, A, shut the TV off. B, quit listening to songs on YouTube. Okay? Right? C, tell the kids to go to bed. But it's 6:30 in the end. It's 6:30, Mom. Bedtime. Put them to bed. And concentrate. Okay? Well, same thing with your child. Now, I have to admit, I'm a little selfish. When I come home, Okay, and if I have a night off, yes, I'm going to put the TV on. Well, if my child is sitting there doing homework next to the TV, what should I do as a good mom? I should probably shut the TV off, make sure they have a nice quiet area to study. But no, you know, like if I want to hear the news or I'm watching any election coverage or whatever, I put it on and I tell them to live with it. Okay? Again, not the best thing to do. If you have a child that can't concentrate, you really need to give them that quiet room. Now, when we were growing up, we didn't have, you know, our own rooms. We'd be sharing a room or we were living in my grandma's living room or whatever. So trying to find a quiet corner to work was hard. But we did it. You know, I mean, I guess now kids, they need things handed to them on a silver platter. So you need to hand them a quiet area, right? Or you could, I guess, take them to a library to study. But again, you guys don't want to be schlepping. You know, I mean, you know, your child should be able to learn how to do things with a little noise. But if you have somebody who is ADD and more ADD prone and you don't think they're ready for medication and the doctor's kind of hemming and hawing, then you really need to set up some special arrangements for him. Right? And if they have difficulty reading something because they don't like what they're reading, you may want to get them a tutor. You know, I did a lot of tutoring. And what I learned is there's many people you can't teach. They just may not get the concept, but you could tutor them, deliver the information to them a certain way, and they'll get it. Right? And many of us are probably not in our heads knowing exactly. There's some certain things I just never understood when a teacher explained it, but when I was out in the field and did it with my hands, I learned it. Okay? I keep saying this. There are many children out there that really cannot learn in a school setting. They never have been able to. Their ancestors haven't been able to, and they never will. Yet they are some of the smartest people on this earth because they could just, you know, they could just take something and turn it into what they need to without the scholastics and the books and the paper. All right, I have a child like that. He just really doesn't like school, really not that into it, no ADD, no lack of concentration, just doesn't like it. Yet you give him a bunch of little magnets, he'll make a B-52 bomber out of it. You know, he just can work with his hands. Show him something once, and he could do it. He needs to be shown. Now, luckily for me with medical school, there was a lot of showing. That's why many of us do better in surgery than we do better in psychology or psychiatry or internal medicine. Okay, I can memorize things, but I don't like to just memorize and regurgitate. Show me how to do something with my hands. Explain it to me. Show me with the pills. Show me with the IV drip, and I could figure out the concept. But you don't get many of those teachers. Many of your teachers are doctors themselves. I mean, I teach. I don't have any teaching credentials. I don't have a teaching degree, and I'm teaching medical students. Why? Because there's not enough medical teachers out there, and so, or professors. So what happens is you have doctors teach. You take, you know, people under their wings. And I remember, you know, going to medical school, learning under these doctors, and some of them, they couldn't teach worth, you know, they couldn't teach. You know, so they showed me how they did things, and I picked it up. But you need somebody to go, look, all these blood pressure medicines, all these diabetic medications, this is how I look at it, and this is how you need to look at it. And that works. And, you know, one of the reasons why I was hired to do radio is because I had that ability to take something esoteric and just put it into something that we could all digest. Because I got to tell you, I read these esoteric articles, and I don't get them either. I even ask you all. I go, please. Please, do any of you understand that study that came out? Any of you? Right? Because sometimes I just, you know, but then when I get the concept, I'm like, okay, I got it. Now let me show you how I got it so you get it. So if you have a child that doesn't concentrate, it may not be ADD. It could be a little bit of a learning disability. Could be dyslexia. Could be a hearing disorder. Number one, get the child analyzed. Let the child have a doctor take a peek at her, pediatrician, etc. Let them take a look. Make sure hearing checked, visual checked, etc. Okay, then let the child be honest. They may be very afraid to tell their parents that they really don't like school. You know, I've allowed my children to say it. The only problem is they say it so much, I'm now getting sick of it. But, you know, let your child go, look, I really don't want to read this story on continental drift. And then you need to teach them that there are some things they're going to have to do, and they have to buck up. And that's going to be a very tough lesson for them. And if they don't know how to buck up with you trying to break it down or to pieces, get a tutor to help them. If the tutor can't help them, the teachers can't help them, the doctor may need to consider it. Just I hate seeing somebody go on pills because they can't learn the traditional way, and they need to be put in a different learning setting, and they'll shine. But that's where we are. People always ask me, Dr. Dahlia, what about fish oil for those of us adults or kids that don't concentrate? Yeah, fish oil helps. But you know where the whole fish oil thing comes from. Well, it's eating healthy. Those of us that eat junk food don't do as well as people that eat well. It's a no-brainer. But what's interesting is we feed our kids and we feed ourselves incorrectly. You know, if you scarf down a bagel in the morning or sugary cereal, 2-3 hours later, you're going to be having an insulin push. You could be getting hypoglycemic. You're going to be grumpy. You're not going to be concentrating. You know, one way to help concentrate is a really good breakfast with some protein and some complex carbs, you know, and some fruit, etc. But we really got to stop the whole sugary cereal and sugary stuff. All right, I want to go back to the phone lines. Take some of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm a little history. Back in 09, I had a PE in my right lung, which was caused from a DVT that was in my right knee with the popliteal vein, and it was caused from a long car ride, and we diagnosed that. But since then, I'm since off blood thinners. I've since lost 70 pounds, but I'm on the water pill to get my blood pressure down. And since I lost the weight, I'm trying to get off that blood pressure pill. I think it's HCT or hydrochloride or whatever.
Hydrochlorothiazide, yeah.
They call it. But every time I try to get off of it, I get all this edema in my legs and my arms. I can feel in my legs, my hands. I can feel it. The stiffness and tense. And I do drive truck part-time, so I have a tendency
Amen.
To sit for a little bit longer than I'd like to. But I just can't beat this edema when I try to get off that pill. And I was just wondering, is there something I can do? I tried limiting my intake of fluids, and that doesn't seem to make a difference. So I want to get off this pill, but I don't want to have the edema. Looking for suggestions.
No, that's great. Thank you. I know we're coming up on break, but this is what I recommend to anybody. Anybody who's trying to get off the water pill, number one, make sure your doctor's supervising it because I don't want your blood pressure going back up. But if you're trying to go off a water pill, you got to do it slowly. If you go off of it abruptly, you will swell. Now, the swelling will eventually go away and your body will, you know, recalibrate. But, you know, maybe you need to do something where every third day you cut it in half. And then maybe every other day, cut it in half. And then maybe every other day, skip it. Again, I don't want to tell you to do this without your doctor watching you. But I think many people, when they stop a medication, they stop it too quickly. Or they go to a half pill for a couple days and then stop. So that's probably why you're getting the rebound swelling. However, many of you are on a medication called calcium channel blockers, like Norvasc, Cardizem, etc., that make you swell. So if that's the case, it doesn't matter whether you're taking the water pill or not. Those medicines will cause that rebound swelling, too. Great question. Let's keep talking when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, sad story, a 5-year-old Colorado girl died after overdosing on 2 different over-the-counter medications. A little girl from Colorado, Kimber Michelle Brown, had been suffering from flu-like symptoms at her grandmother's house. And apparently the grandmother either gave her too much medicine or the child took it herself. Apparently the child had 2 times the limit of dextromethorphan, which is a common medication that we use in cough syrup, and a high amount of cetrazine, which is what we see in Zyrtec. Now, that medication we use for runny nose, etc. And apparently she had a high amount in her system, and she had complained of pain in her legs, muscle cramps, etc., and had shown signs of drug toxicity and dies. They do not think it's suspicious at this time, but it just reminds us that we really, really, really need to be careful. We have to be careful with what kids are taking over the counter, all right? Even with us adults, just because something is over the counter doesn't mean you could take a heck of a lot of it. You know, people look at over-the-counter just like food. They think your body is going to tell us when you eat too much bread, or when you have too many donuts, or when you drink too much soda. And yes, many medications are sold on shelves. They are. Many medications are sold on shelves, absolutely, right? And those shelves are in aisles next to food, but many of these things have limits. And it's absolutely unfortunate. All right. For those of you tuning in, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, and it's funny, even the withdrawal of the medication, like with the previous caller talking about the water pill, the hydrochlorothiazide. And we talked about how that medicine works, where what it does is it helps you urinate more fluid. It's called a diuretic. And so extra fluid that's in your system, if you diurese it, you have less fluid coming down the pipe. So lower blood pressure. Great. Wonderful. You know, nice. But then sometimes your body will react, and if you stop a medication abruptly, you'll have a rebound. Remember, your body likes predictability. Your body likes cycles. And without that cycle, without having that, predictability, your body sometimes goes into a little bit of a shock. Now, not full-blown shock. Okay, not full-blown shock. We don't want that. But it'll go into defense mode, right? So somebody who's on a diuretic stops taking the medication, they start to swell. It's a defense. It's a defense mechanism that your body does, and an appropriate one. If your body is doing what it's supposed to, it'll do that. The only problem is, like we talked about with bee stings and anaphylactic shock, sometimes sometimes your body's response could kill you. You know, I mean, your body trying to prevent any B antigen from getting into your system can throw you into an anaphylactic shock. You can't breathe, et cetera. You die. So, you need to be careful. You need to watch those things. So as a doctor, when I have somebody that goes, look, I can't get off this medication. I cannot get off this blood pressure medication or then we need to do things slowly. And I don't want to say trick the body, but you need to wean things off. That's why we have that wean, right, word. Wean. Not for weenie. Now, I mean, maybe weenie originated from the word wean, but to just slowly decrease the medication to the point where your body doesn't notice it. Now, there is a chance that there could be something else causing the swelling. We've seen congestive heart failure happen. We've seen, venous insufficiency. I mean, someone that swells that much, you wonder, are the veins, and again, being a truck driver, and God bless y'all, being a truck driver, it's difficult because you don't get to move around a lot. So many of you have venous insufficiency and because you have to sit. That's what your job entails. You can't be moving around. I try to tell you to move around and kind of do crunches and sucking your tummy and stuff, but it's not enough. It's not enough to really get that circulation. So without the circulation, you're having some difficulty. So I would definitely make sure if you are prone to swelling, make sure a doctor checks your heart, checks your lungs, takes a look at the blood vessels around your ankles, looks at your ABIs, looks at what your blood flow is. And, another thing, too, I want to say, the previous caller, he said he had a DVT because of a long trip. So he had a blood clot that originated the popliteal vein, blood clot that went up to his lungs and ended up having a pulmonary embolism. We use a lot of acronyms. We use DVT, PE, all right, so all these little code words. But basically, he had a blood clot that went from the legs up to his lungs. And that scares a lot of people going, wait a second, are you kidding me? Really? A drive? A long distance drive, really? And maybe there's a little more to this. Okay, anybody that gets a blood clot, I would definitely recommend a hypercoagulability panel. Hypercoagulability panel. How much you coagulate. It looks at various factors that could be off if you tend to hypercoagulate or make clots. And if that's the case, then even though this particular caller was off all his blood thinners, you may need to be on something that prophylactic, like an aspirin a day or something. Or we may recommend no long flights or long trips unless you do have some sort of prophylaxis. But, many people take long drives and long trips. You shouldn't just coagulate. All right. But there's a lot of conditions that could give you blood clots, and we've talked about them. Any of you that have ever had cancer, even if you're a survivor of cancer, that could put you in a hypercoagulability state. Because, again, your body's kind of tense. All right. Your body's ready to make a clot. All right. Cancer will do that. Stress could do that, which really doesn't help us because we're all stressed. Pregnancy. pregnancy can make you prone to clots. If you had surgery and you were immobile for a period amount of time because of surgery, that can make you more prone to clots. And you can have a clot sitting there that doesn't bother you. And then later it decides to move and dislodge. It's really mind-boggling what, you know, these things do. And you could just sit and go paranoid. But for any of you that have ever had a blood clot, see if there's something genetic, a tendency that you have. Because if so, you also may want to have your family members tested, especially if you have a young daughter or a granddaughter who wants to go on birth control. All right? They should get tested, too. Make sure they don't have like a factor 5 lead-in deficiency or complement issue or some of the things that these things test. Dr. Dahlia, you're asking for too many tests to be ordered. It's going to be expensive. Well, you know, all right, we're trying to save lives here. I think it is much more expensive to deal with a pulmonary embolism or a clot, right, assuming you live through that, than taking the blood test. That's all I have to say on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You guys are also going to be hearing about this new craze where brides-to-be, to try to shed 20 pounds, will go on news on nose feeds, nose tube feeds. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, news feed, noob feeds, nose tube feeds. So they'll have a nasal tube put down into their stomach, nasogastric tube, which runs a steady drip of protein and fat mixed with water. The women then carry the food solution in a small purse-like bag next to them. They could go about their daily business as long as their boss doesn't think that them having a nasal tube looks funny. Especially, you know, these tube feedings are kind of brownish. It's not like an oxygen tube where it's nice and clear. I mean, it's a tube that looks like milkshake is going in it. That can make somebody vomit. Anyway, some of these bride-to-bees are experiencing bad breath and some constipation, but they're losing so much weight that they're happy. Don't do it, people. Don't do nasogastric food. Okay, remember, your body needs cycles. Your body needs to be used to how you eat. It needs to chew. It needs to salivate. Okay? It also needs to digest food. You put your body on an all-fluid diet, you could actually give yourself stress ulcers. Not the healthiest thing, but I understand. I was a bride once. I wanted to lose weight. But, boy, it was easier to lose weight back then. I just skipped a couple meals and I lost weight. Now, boy, I have to do full-on Jenny Craig or something, I tell you. So, anyway, you're going to see these bride-to-bees and just tell them. And, you know, guys, if you're, you know, fiancéed or engaged to some of these bride-to-bees, tell them that it's going to be very difficult for you to look at them for 10 days with a nasogastric tube. And you're probably going to be turned off, okay? That's what I would say. All right, guys, great show. Stay on board for another hour. Can't wait to talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.